Shavua Tov Mevorach. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in chapter 3 of Rosh Hashanah at Mishnah Beit. Mishnah number 2. Now, the first Mishnah seemed like it went along with chapter 2 of this Masech that was talking about if the whole court saw the new moon. Now, we're going to shift topics and start to talk about everyone's favorite Rosh Hashanah related mitzvah, not the apples and the honey, the shofar. Kol ha-shofarot kasherin. All shofarot are able to be used for the mitzvah of blowing shofar to Shoshana, chutz mishel para, except for that from a cow, an ox, mipnei shehu keren. That's not called a shofar, that's called a keren, a horn. The Gemara also brings a reason that the egel azahav, that golden calf episode, we don't want the accuser, the idolatry that took place with the golden calf, to be related to the defender, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which defends us and helps us to return and do tshuva and come back to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the first teacher. He says, "Halo kol shofar nikru keren." He says every shofar is also called a keren, a horn. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Yehoshua, "Bimshoch keren hayovil," when they made a long blast on the horn of the ram. So we see this ram's horn, which is the best thing for the mitzvah. It's not only a shofar, it's also called a keren by the Torah. On to Mishnah Gimel. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. What should you use ideally for the shofar Rosh Hashanah? Shel Ya'el Pashut, from a wild goat, and it's a straight horn. Now, the Bartnura says, Litzvila be'inan pshitut. You need straightness, uprightness, directness in your prayers. That's why this teacher holds that you should use Ya'el Pashut from the wild goat. You'll see in Shul, we don't actually do this. We use a bent one because there's also an eating to be humble, to be bent over and not proud of yourself and not trying to be full of yourself, but to be humble before Hashem also has value. And the Mishnah continues, Apiv Mitzupe Zahav, and the mouthpiece is gold-plated. Now, this is not actually where the mouth goes, because that would be what's called a chatzitza, an interposition, another material that's not shofar between the blower's mouth and the horns, that actually gold-plate it above the mouth, so it kind of looks like it's gold-plated, but it's not gold-plated where he actually blows on it. When they blow the shofar, they would have two trumpets from the side. Now, the Mishnah explains how this works with the trumpets and the shofar together, because isn't the mitzvah actually to hear the shofar, not to hear trumpets? Shofar marich, the shofar blows a little bit longer. V'chatzotzrot mekatzrot, and the trumpet blowers blow a shorter kol, a shorter sound. Shemitzvat hayom b'shofar, because the mitzvah of the day is to hear the shofar, not the trumpets. The trumpets are there sort of to give more glory and chashivas and respect to the shofar, but it's really the shofar that we want to hear. And tomorrow we're actually going to see that on fast days, they would also blow the shofar and trumpets together, and we'll see they change up the procedure a little bit. Yeshakoach and Shavuot Tov.